This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. I ran into John Ainsworth, a protester who had arrived all the way from Rhode Island to the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia to show his support for Bernie Sanders. He's not a delegate. In fact, he's not even a political activist. Well, not until a few months ago when he discovered Bernie Sanders' campaign and the issues that he stood for. John Ainsworth is a fisherman. He runs his own fishery in Rhode Island, and he explained why he, as a white working class East Coaster, supports Bernie Sanders and how he is disgusted by the politics of the establishment Democratic Party.
Hi, my name is John Ainsworth. I'm a father and a commercial fisherman from Wakefield, Rhode Island, Narragansett, Rhode Island.
And what brings you here to Philadelphia?
Just the power of the movement that I think Bernie Sanders is a once-in-a-lifetime candidate. I've never been politically involved in anything. A little bit in the fishing industry politics. That's about it. Not just about the same as I do here. Show my support. I want a better future for my kids. I want a better planet for them to leave to my kids and my grandkids. And I'm just a voice of a million voices that want to be heard.
What first introduced you to Bernie Sanders? How did you find out about him, and when?
Through friends talking and social media. And I'm from Rhode Island, so Vermont's not too far away. I know a few Vermonters that love Bernie. I don't know anybody that he's ever served that doesn't love him.
So had you heard of him before he started campaigning?
Maybe just before he announced that he was candidate.
And then what was it about his candidacy and the things that he spoke about that you like?
He's for the people. He's against corporate bailouts, tax exemption for big businesses. He's straight. He's a straight shooter. There's no reason why he could not be a billionaire being in politics as long as he's been, except for one, because he's honest. And if anybody had anything on him, it would be everywhere. Now, we know how dirty Hillary is. We know what a scumbag Donald is. And we know what an honest, for-the-people guy Bernie Sanders is. And what I understand and what I don't understand, the people who he refuses to take money from, the people who Hillary's happy to take money from, I don't need to understand all the details to know that who's on my side and who's not.
And you feel that Hillary Clinton is not on your side?
Not at all. Not at all. She's not one of my people. I'm not one of her people.
Who do you see her as? Whose club is she in?
She's a billionaire class. She, just like Trump, they say Trump can't be bought because he's a billionaire. Of course they love money. Of course they can be bought. It's just a very high price. And the price is our lives. It's somebody that will take money to destroy the planet, like fracking. And I'm a commercial fisherman. I'm very dependent on the health of the ocean. And the health of the environment. Fishermen get a bad rap sometimes, but we really do care about, we want a sustainable industry. I will vote for Jill now at this point because there's no way I'm not going to have my vote stolen. I can't do it. I can't do it. And they say you'll be sorry when Trump's elected. We'll all be sorry. We'll all be sorry, but I just can't vote for Hillary.
How do you respond to those people who say that?
It's fault. It's the Democratic Party's fault for not nominating the candidate that the people want.
So what if Hillary Clinton started espousing what Bernie Sanders, or at least tried to win you over?
I don't believe her. I don't believe a word she says. At least she'll say anything to get elected.
How do you respond to those people who say, well, maybe you're just being sexist, she's a woman?
I vote for Jill in a second. If Bernie and Jill were the team, I don't care who's the president, who's the vice president, they would be in without... my opinion is everybody I know would definitely vote for a Bernie-Jill team, no matter who was the leader, no matter what the party name was. Some would not only because they think that they don't have a chance, not because they don't want them more than the other options, but because they think that they have to vote for Hillary because it's either her or Trump. And I that may be the case, but I'm not giving into it.
So tell me about your experience while you've been here in Philadelphia. Tell me about the park that you've been camping at, and have you been in the protests, et cetera?
Yeah, I've been marching and yelling and drinking a lot of water because I yell my voice right out so I can't even whistle. I've never been much of a protester of anything, but the unity in the park, the power, we're in this together. We're all the people. We are the 99%. Since Monday was my first marching, and I showed up here Monday with some Bernicrats that I met in Connecticut on the way here, and they went home and I stayed, and I saw that people were camping in the park. I went and I got a tent, I set up camp. It's rough. I don't have, you know, I've camped before with some nice amenities, and I don't have them here. Here's my pack. That's Monday till now. What's it today? Thursday. So 4 days I've been, camping, roughing it here in Philly. And the unity and the hydration team, they're walking around passing water out. Myself, I lugged several cases into the middle of the protests, because the people that are protesting the loudest, just like myself, we need water bad, because we're yelling, we're whistling, we're exerting a lot of energy. And, but everything's free. The people are walking around handing out sandwiches and apples and granola bars, and they're making soup and stew and a lot of vegan food. I'm not a vegan, but I can do it.
So you felt a sense of community?
Definitely, very strong sense of community. A lot of people have their own specific cause that they're here for, but we're still here to support each other, because we are the 99%. We are the people. And we're tired of that 0.5% getting all the spoils and just robbing us, just making a living off of our blood. You know, I know I'm only one voice, and I don't know how many, but at least I'm here shouting as loud as I can.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
John Ainsworth is a Rhode Island-based fisherman who is currently in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention, and I spoke with him in front of Philadelphia City Hall. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.